This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, the 13th of July here at Gillette Stadium.
Feeling superstitious?
Not really. Kind of the downtime, not really much going on.
That's true.
What can we feel superstitious about? Andy Hart here alongside Eric Scalavino as we crawl closer to the start of training camp here at Gillette Stadium, 2 weeks away.
Feels like we're sprinting.
Yes, it is coming fast and furious. The construction here on the weight room and the players' dining area is
crawling, but needs to pick up
the pace a little if they're going to be ready to feed, 89 players when they get here in a couple of weeks. But we are here to talk about those 89 players and the one open roster spot. No moves this week, at least not officially, nothing going on. As I said, you check out the parking lot, pretty much empty, coaches, players, everybody enjoying a little downtime before essentially six-plus months where they are fully dedicated to football, the Patriots, and winning football games. The first thing I want to talk about, a minor thing, which has gotten some play in the media, are the unsigned rookies. Mm-hmm. Dont'a Hightower is the Patriots' unsigned rookie, one of a dozen-plus first-round picks yet to sign. Some of it is dealing with the guaranteed money, and if the player goes to another team, does that the first team get some cap relief? I forgot the exact wording they use on it. We saw a sampling of it actually in the Tim Tebow trade,
right,
where it took place and there was cap implications, and that was sort of a last minute slight hang up in his trade to the Jets. But that I don't think will be an issue. I think it's one of those. You know, Jim Irsay has tweeted that Andrew Luck will be in camp on time. Once the top couple picks sign, they'll all fall in place and they'll all be in camp, because that really is the only holdup, is that guaranteed money, because they are kind of slotted now and you see it go pretty quickly. So
yeah, I'm not too worried that any of them will be holdouts.
Right. I have no concerns. Hightower will be here, and let's be honest, even if he isn't, if he's a couple days late, he's the lesser of the two first round picks I'd be concerned about. And, you know, coming from Nick Saban's defense, theoretically, he's going to be quicker to get acclimated to the scheme here. So I wouldn't worry about that.
No.
But the other topics we can talk about as potential, roster issues moving forward, one of which is the open roster spot, which I think most Patriots fans assume or hope will be filled by
Andre Carter.
And, you know, we've heard reports that now he's looking for a multi-year deal. He wants Pro Bowl money.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd be willing to give him all that.
I would not. I'd be willing to give him Pro Bowl one-year money. It might be a three-year deal,
maybe.
Essentially is a one-year deal. I would pay him good money for this year, assuming he's healthy and I'm comfortable with his health status coming off the torn quad.
And that's the other thing, too.
Right. No, that's a big thing. You know, he admitted last year that with the lockout and his age, he wasn't sure if his career might be over then.
Mm-hmm.
Now he wants a 3-year deal coming off a 10 sack Pro Bowl season.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful there. I still think in the end, it's probably going to get done. We're still going to see him as a Patriot this year. You know, the other loophole or issue is PUP. You know, he doesn't want to go on PUP. But I think what he's missing is, and maybe what some fans are missing, the difference between training camp PUP and regular season PUP.
Right.
If you are going to be placed on regular season PUP, you have to start training camp on PUP.
Mm-hmm.
That's an active PUP. You count against the roster, all that.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean anything, really. You can be removed from PUP
at
the
any
second
time.
Day of camp,
exactly.
Fourth day of camp.
The only once you do
ish, right, then you can't go on regular season PUP.
Yeah.
But I think he would be a candidate to start the year training camp wise on training camp active PUP.
Right.
That doesn't mean he won't be on the team come September.
Mm-hmm.
The issue there is I think you need him. I mean if he's at all close to being ready to play either week one, you need him.
Yeah.
You're pretty thin and young at outside linebacker pass rush. He's one of your returning 10 sack guys. If he's not here, I mean that's 20 sacks you lose, and I have my doubts as to whether you're prepared to fill those with, you know, Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovic, Jake Beckett.
Right.
You know, Ninkovic had 6.5 last year. So for him to fill anything, he has to get to 6.5 and add to it.
And get more than that. Right.
So I don't know about you, but I still feel like Andre Carter, we're going to see him.
I think so. I just wonder, though, if we'll see him at the start of camp.
Right.
Because like you said, you have to start camp on PUP in order to be a regular season PUP candidate, but you don't necessarily have to be here at the start of camp.
Right.
And I think in Carter's case, I think for that to get done within 2 weeks, at this point, they should have already gotten it done.
Right.
So if they're in a rush to get it done in 2 weeks, I don't really see that maybe happening so soon.
The only reason I'm positive about it is they have the open roster spot. It feels like they're holding a roster spot for something, and he would be the most likely candidate.
But with, you know, they still have Welker's contract that they might have to deal with before then. So, you know, maybe that's one thing they're waiting for, too. Maybe they're waiting for that to because the deadline is Monday. And,
or they're all on their boats fishing, and they're not doing anything.
And they're not doing anything. Yeah, maybe. But they do have to make a decision very, very soon, because rookies are going to be here next week.
Yep.
Veterans report the week after, and there's not much time.
And the Wes Welker deadline is the 16th.
The Wes Welker deadline is this Monday.
I think the ship has passed on that. I would be really surprised if they get a long-term deal done between now and the deadline.
Me too.
I think it's come to the point where you're going to see him play under the franchise tag.
And they'll worry about it next year.
And it is what it is, as a famous coach once said.
Yeah. I do think Carter will be here, though, eventually. Maybe not at the start of camp, but I think he'll be here.
Okay, another will-he-be-here roster question. Brian Running Waters, your Pro Bowl guard who has not been seen this offseason, has been home. You know, people talk about in the past he's done this before and stayed home, doesn't take part in offseason workouts. And he is under contract with the Patriots, signed a 2-year deal last year, obviously had a great year, showed up week one, played the whole season. Is Brian Waters going to be the Patriots' starting right guard this season?
Yes, he will.
100%?
No, I'll lower it to maybe 90%. There's just a little bit of a chance that maybe he does decide that's it, he's had enough, he's going to go out the way he did last year at a Super Bowl. But no, I think he'll miss most of the quote-unquote tough part of training camp, which isn't really, you know, like it used to be. With the
In
new
my
CBA.
Day!
Right. But, yeah, I think we'll see him maybe by, I don't know, third or fourth preseason game. He might report to camp, get a little bit of practice. And he won't show – I don't think it'll be like last year where he showed up literally the week of week one and started. I think he might come in a little bit earlier this year because he is under contract after all.
I am slightly negative on this one. I'm going 51% chance.
Really?
He does not play for the New England Patriots this year.
Does he play for anybody?
No. That he's done.
Wow.
And okay. What I think happens there is, I think you're right. He would like to maybe sit out camp and I'll show up. I think he sits out for a while and Bill Belichick says, I have Robert Gallery, I have Marcus Cannon, I have Dan Conley, I have Dan Copen, Logan Mankins looks like he's good. I even have Ryan Wendell and Nick. I have plenty of guys. I don't need Brian Waters. I'm not looking to play any games anymore. I've got the guys I'm going to business with. They've paid Dan Conley like a starter, so he probably would prefer that he is a starter. Put him at right guard, Dan Copen at center. We have backup options. Brian, thanks for the year's service. Peace out.
Maybe, but I think with veterans that he respects, and I think he does respect Brian Waters, and we saw this with Junior Seau.
Yep.
He would give them that long leash to say, you tell me when you're ready to come back. There's a spot waiting for you. There's a locker, whatever. I think based on the way the season played out for Waters last year, I feel a little bit more confident than you do about Bill's willingness to bring him back on short notice.
Okay, we'll see how that one plays out. Three other guys I want to touch on, and we touched on PUP. The guys who were out of action for most of the spring that I think are question marks a little bit heading into training camp, and those would be Logan Mankins, Brandon Spikes, and Sebastian Vollmer. We saw them working in the bubble, then we saw them doing some tethered running with resistance on with the training staff. Let's go one by one. Mankins.
Okay.
Does he start training camp on PUP, and B, is he in the starting lineup on opening night?
If he is still the way I saw him running during OTAs and minicamp, then I'd say, yeah, he starts on PUP. I think he might need a little bit more time unless, you know, these last 5 or 6 weeks have done the job and he's running around without a significant limp.
Right.
But I think just to be safe, they do start him on PUP and give him a little bit of extra time to get going.
You are correct. He starts training camp on PUP, but he starts the opener at Tennessee.
Yes. Yeah, Tennessee. At Tennessee, yep.
Second one, Brandon Spikes. Does he start training camp on PUP, and is he ready to go in Tennessee?
This one's a little bit tougher. I will say no, he doesn't start on PUP. But that then eliminates him from the possibility of being a regular season PUP. It's a risk. It's a risk. And with his history, it's even more so. But I think he does start training camp on time.
I agree. I think there's A, he had his helmet on out there, which was a slight advance over these two offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he looked bad. So, you know, he's had some more time now to recover. And B, I think he's had a little bit of a crossroads in his career role here in New England. Dante Hightower coming in, you know, the depth at linebacker, little wake-up call. He needs to prove himself reliable. You start by being out there day one of training camp and showing, I'm here, Bill, I'm ready to go, let's do this. So you're right, Brandon Spikes will not be on PUP to start training camp.
And so far, no basketball-related injury tweets.
Well, that's good, but, you know, keep an eye on Twitter for the next, and if you can decipher what the hell he's talking about, then you got a leg up on me. And finally, Sebastian Vollmer, the presumptive, I would say, starting right tackle, as he's been here for a few years and the second team All-Pro honor a couple years ago, looked a little
ginger
when he was doing his running with Mankins, although no limp in comparison to Mankins.
Different
back injury. Does he start training camp on PUP, and does he start the opener against the Titans?
I do think he starts the camp on PUP, and I don't think he starts the regular season opener.
Interesting. I will go with, you are correct, 3 for 3. He does not start the opener and does begin training camp on PUP. I mean, this is now sort of a third time this back has become an issue, had the surgery in college. It just seems like it's a lingering, repetitive thing.
Yeah, serious.
And they have options in Gallery and Cannon that they can put at right tackle. So I think you need to be as cautious as possible. So I certainly think he starts camp on PUP, and then you kind of go from there in terms of the opener.
And I think they are feel safe in doing that because I think there's enough of a resume on Vollmer that they know what they have. They know he can play both sides fairly effectively, and they know what his skill set is. I think they still need to find out what Marcus Cannon can do for them when fully healthy with a full offseason behind him. They still need to figure out what Robert Gallery at this point in his career is capable of doing. So I think you give those guys the reps that they will need to prove that in training camp, and you allow Vollmer the extra time that he needs to get fully back to where he needs to be, and they can pull him off at any time.
Sure.
If he really is fine and the other guys are struggling, whatever, you can just take him off the list. But I think to be safe, they'll put him on PUP, and And like I said, I don't think, based on what I saw in the spring, that he'll be ready to start week one.
And the one other thing they need to decide with Sebastian Vollmer is contract-related. Is he a guy they want to re-up? He will be coming to the end of his rookie deal and looking for an extension.
Yep.
And you wonder, you know, what he sees himself as in terms of a second-team All-Pro starting right tackle with the capability to play left tackle. And they probably see him as a guy who's missed a lot of time and is an injury concern, and that's probably two different ends of the financial spectrum there.
Yeah.
The good thing I will say, and as we tape this podcast, I look behind you and they're talking about the Saints. You know, we're talking about the right guard showing up. We're talking about, is your right tackle healthy? It's better than wondering, is your quarterback named Drew Brees, who one of the top three in football, will he show up? Will he have a contract? What's going to play out with that? So, you know, Tom Brady's going to be here. Wes Welker's going to be here. We expect Rob Gronkowski, who we see more and more of every day, literally. You know,
more than we want to.
If it weren't for a little black dot, we'd see everything on the ESPN, the magazine. But the superstars of this Patriots team, the core players, it seems like, on both sides of the ball, are ready, willing, able, and going to start the hunt towards 2012 in about 2 weeks here at Gillette Stadium.
Well, and the difference between those two players, Brees and Welker, who you mentioned, Brees has said he's not going to report if he doesn't have a long-term deal. Welker hasn't said that.
Right.
Welker intends to be here. He hopes to get a long-term deal by Monday. But if he doesn't, he has said, you know, he'll be here, he'll play the season.
As he should.
Whatever. Right, he
because,
should.
You know, he doesn't have the same money in the bank that Brees does, and he doesn't have the same cachet as a slot receiver as compared to a franchise quarterback.
So before we go, I will pose this question to you, my friend.
A lot of questions here on the podcast.
We know that the Saints are coming to practice with the Patriots before their first preseason game. Will we see Drew Brees?
Yes. Saints break, and they give him the money he wants. He gets his $20 million extra, whatever the hell it is, and $20.5 million per.
In time for that first preseason game.
He'll be here. I won't say he'll play. but he will be here on the practice field and part of the Saints' entourage or travel party.
Okay.
Because they need positive press, they need to move forward, and they need to stop haggling about a couple $1 million either way.
Right.
He will be a part of the Saints that come here to Foxborough.
Okay.
When the Saints march in, Drew Brees will lead the way.
Mm. Okay.
There's no mountain, so they can't come around them, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm not as confident as you on that
you
one.
You never are. You're very negative. But that's going to do it for a positive Patriots.com roster report podcast. We expect all the key faces to be here in 2 weeks. We expect them to be, most of them, physically ready to go. And the competition should be fun. Wide receiver, cornerback,
linebacker,
pass rush, plenty of competition.
O-line.
Plenty of stars, plenty of experience,
running
and
back.
Plenty of fun. So get your schedule set and get your butt down here to Foxborough. It'll be hot. It'll be sunny. They'll have big hot dogs and sausages available at the concession stands and plenty of drinks to stay cool. Kids can go to Patriots Experience. It's all fun and games here in Foxborough in 2 weeks for training camp. Until then, next Friday, we'll be back with another exciting Patriots.com roster report podcast. And hey, maybe Paul Perillo will even be around to do one.
Maybe.
Peace out.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.